Meaning and purpose of life, it's what gets us up in the morning when we have meaning and we have a purpose. I'm Pauline Field, and this is today's episode of Wit, Wisdom, and Wrinkles. And I'm going to talk today about really how do you find meaning in your life if you're not working? So many of us. Our whole identity is wrapped up in what we do. So if we're not doing that anymore, who are we? Are we the donut hole? That's why there are people who would like to retire, either to do something different or just to relax, but they won't because it just looks like an abyss. And that's no good. So, we really have to look at retirement a different way. And one of the things is to understand the shift because it's huge. And we can't discount it. And it doesn't. That transition doesn't happen overnight. So, if you own your own business, you actually, it's a little more in your favor because to sell a business takes a while. And while that's in process, you have time to think. You have time to look at what's next. Maybe. If you're successful in your career, you also have some time or can make some time to think about it doesn't have to look like a black hole. What is it that you really like to do? How are you going to impact somebody or many somebodies? The thing is that when we're working, we are having an impact. We know that what we're doing makes a difference, whether it's some social wonderful thing or bottom line, it doesn't matter. We know that our life has meaning. When we are retired, we don't know what that is. One of the ways that people find meaning is volunteering. To look at, okay, so I'm not working anymore, but who can I help? Who can I still have an impact with? And for other people, they don't want to volunteer. And by the way, if you want to retire because you're really tired, really burnt out, then you don't want to jump right into anything. What is really important is to take that time, that vacation phase, when you've turned off the alarm and just start to relax and figure out what that means and how do you do that? And to sit with the discomfort of, I don't know what this is all about. How am I going to find meaning? You might do what I did, which was to sit and read a lot of books. Because I love to read. You might go on a trip around the world. Or you might play golf every day. Whatever it is you really want to do that you love to do in your relaxation time now, do it. Do a lot of it. And at some point, whether it's a couple of months, or a couple of years. But at some point, you will say, you know what? I know what's next for me. Maybe there's a business that you've always wanted to start, or some creative endeavor that has always called for you, and you just maybe didn't think you were any good at it. So you can sign up for a class. Or maybe you've actually come to enjoy relaxing, and you can find meaning by bringing the gift of who you are to the people that you're with. So the bottom line is, we can retire. We can leave our careers or our businesses and have a meaningful, purposeful life. And what that looks like, the possibilities are endless. We are as different as the snowflakes are different. So it's not that I can tell you, well, there's a half a dozen different things to do. No. Your retirement that has meaning and purpose is yours, no one else's. And of course, if you want to talk about it, you can always get in touch with me. But I hope that this has given you a little ray of hope that retirement really can be a great phase of your life. Thanks for joining me, and I look forward to seeing you back here.